Coming up at the end of July, the school sponsors, along with the Ziegfeld Charitable Foundation, the Mizzou International Composers Festival. There are 8 resident composers and 2 guest composers who will be here in Columbia for the festival over the next several weeks. I'll be interviewing them and sharing excerpts of those interviews with you here on the program. Tonight's resident artist that we'll focus on is Henry Stewart. He's a graduate student here at the University of Missouri, and we've got a pair of his compositions. That's coming up on Classical 90.5. So it was almost 2 years ago now that we visited in the aftermath of you'd won the Ziegfeld Prize for your work, Threnody. And we've aired that piece a couple of times on Mizzou Music. I enjoy it very much. What has been the impact of winning that award? What did it give you? What did it do for you?
I think one of the big things about that award is that you get a professional recording. And our recordings are done by Rob Bullion at Lindervox Sound, Unspoken Angel. I actually worked for him, so I got to work on my own recording for him, which was nice. Good opportunity. I have a couple more recordings coming up in the pipeline I'll be getting to work on this summer also. But getting a good recording of a piece is sort of, it's almost necessary to have a good piece means to have a good recording of a piece, because if you have a good piece but no good recording, then no one gets to hear it. They can look at it on a page, but they can't actually hear what the manifest sound is. So that was one of the big things. The fallout from that was that I have a really nice recording, which I used to apply then for this year's MICF. Also having an opportunity, another experience working with a large ensemble and going through the rehearsals and just learning how to interact with a large ensemble and how to write for larger ensembles.
So when the time came for you to do that recording with Rob Bullion, did you get the opportunity to select and hire the musicians that you wanted for that piece?
Oh, that's another part of this Ziegfeld is basically every year, one of the university's large ensembles is tasked with producing the piece that the Ziegfeld winner writes. So last year was the University Singers, and this year is the Doug Osmond wrote a piece for the symphony orchestra, and I think they usually rotate, so I guess next year will be the wind ensemble, and then back to the orchestra, etc. I didn't have to find anybody. The ensemble is already there, has directed by Dr. Crabb. Fantastic ensemble.
Now, you've just wrapped up your second year here, right? So you have
yes.
Do you have another school year here?
I'm taking another year to add a theory concentration, so that I can be more marketable. Also so that I can buy some time to apply for graduate school again.
So you want to pursue a DMA?
Yeah, I would like to pursue a DMA.
Elsewhere.
I'm a little afraid of it right now, but maybe by next year I'll feel better.
Yeah, maybe you've got a little bit more grounding, a few extra courses and some mm-hmm. extra instruction.
The process began, I guess, I forget, the applications were maybe due in November or December. But basically, each applicant submits up to 3 pieces and scores with recordings. A committee reviews all of these scores, which this year they're like somewhere close to 300 submissions or more than 300 submissions, a lot, I guess. So you can imagine that could be equivalent to like 900 pieces of music that they listen through. Each composer is evaluated based on their pieces, and they're chosen based on those pieces to write a new piece. So you don't apply with the piece that you write, because all the pieces will be premieres, so they've never been performed before, and that's part of the deal. On the last night, they have this concert called 8 World Premieres, which is a pretty big deal. It's really impressive, and it's difficult. I mean, the Larmel Sound comes here for 2 weeks, and they put together a whole new concert of music in like basically like a week and a half. Just, you know, blows my mind. And the level of musicianship in that ensemble is through the roof. Makes it a little bit terrifying to write for them, because you're like, wow, there's such a concentration of professionals here in this room. But yeah, so the process basically is that you're evaluated on works that you submit for an application to write a new work. So essentially it's a commission.
That was the composer, Henry Stewart. Essentially commissioned to write a work for the Mizzou International Composers Festival that will be performed late this July by Alarm Will Sound.